start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Safety FM Mini. Yeah, I know, slightly different introduction than what we normally do, but those are the things that happen from time to time. So we don't have a lot of time because you know that this is a Friday, and we normally try to do an abbreviated version of what we call for this show. But are you familiar with metacognition and how to apply it? Using the most powerful tool of self-awareness, do you know that what your superpower is? No? Not that superpower. We're talking about your most powerful tool, which is self-awareness. Self-awareness is the key to unlocking your potential and achieving your goals. When you know yourself well, you can use the strengths to your advantage and work on improving your weakness. With self-awareness, you can make yourself better by making better decisions and becoming happier and a more fulfilled person. We touch on the art of being aware and of your awareness, also referred to as metacognition. And as we go through this, we will also talk about how you can delve a little bit deeper in something called metacognitive skills. And metacognitive skills provide a basis for broader psychology, self-awareness, including how we can gain a deeper understanding of themselves and the world around us. It could also be applied to different social scenarios, as well as inspecting yourself internally. So without further ado, let's have a little bit of a discussion of this. There's three pillars here. It's called planning, monitoring, and evaluating. Much like anything else that we can apply to our lives, metacognition too has its fundamentals. In our eyes, as we talk about this, those three fundamentals are namely your ability to plan, monitor, and evaluate and adjust. So let's discuss a little bit about these three pillars. Planning strategies, real quick, go something along these lines. Planning refers to the selection of strategies and allocation of resources that influence task and performance. Selecting good goods and strategies and good allocation of sources is a sign of accurate planning. As people learn to plan, they learn to anticipate the strengths and weaknesses of their ideas. Planning strategies used to strengthen metacognition helps to scrutinize plans at a time when they can most easily be changed. Dr. Robin Forgarly and Brian Peet call strategies linking your thinking. It's a simple writing log that requires a person to reflect on the event of lessons, learnings, etc. they are going to embark on, so that's something to talk about. So sample starters may include I predict, a question I have is, or a picture I have of this is, and then you kind of question from there. Writing logs are also helpful in the middle or end of assignments projects and things that you do on a day in, day out basis. Monitoring strategies per se could be something along these lines. Monitoring strategies used to strengthen metacognition help people check their progress and review thinking of various stages. Different from scrutinizing, the strategy is more reflective in nature. It also allows for adjustments while the plan, activity, and assignment is in motion. Monitoring strategies encourage recovery of learning. For example, we can recover our memory by scanning or rereading. That's the great part about it. So Fogarty and Pete call this alarm clock. It is used to rethink an idea once you realize something is amiss. The idea to develop internal signals that sound an alarm. It involves thinking about what I did, then reviving the pulses, and then going through the plus and minus scenario of one's actions. Finally, it means asking, what other thoughts do I have? And then moving forward. Remember, an idea is not to tell yourself or others what you or they are doing wrong, rather to help monitor and think about learning. These are formative skills that can last a lifetime. So let's talk a little bit about some evaluation strategies. And I know that we're trying to jam a lot of stuff inside of the Safety FM Mini, but I think that this is important. So take a listen real quick. Evaluation refers to assessing the end product of particular tasks. The efficiency in which the task has been executed is also assessed. According to Fogarty and Pete, the evaluation strategies of metacognition are much like the mirror in a powder compact. Think about that real quick. I'm not really familiar with makeup, but hey, we can talk about it. When one opens the compact and looks in the mirror, only a small portion of the face is reflected back, but also that particular part is magnified. So every nuance, every flaw, and every bump is brilliantly or blatantly of you. I mean, think about it for a moment. I mean, I guess that makes sense. That I do understand. Having this enlarged view makes an inspection much easier. When people inspect part of their work, they learn about the nuances of their thinking process. They grow the ability to apply their learning to new situations. Connecting elephants is one of the many metacognitive strategies to help students and people self-evaluate and apply their learning. In an exercise, the metaphor of the three elephants is used. So take a listen to this. The elephants are walking together in a circle connected to the trunk and tail of the other elephant. The three elephants represent three big questions. What is the big idea? How does this connect to others' big ideas? And how can I use this big idea? Using this image of a big idea helps people magnify and synthesize their learning. It has also encouraged them to think about how that newly learned knowledge can be applied to a new situation. Closely related to the word metacognition are the different learning styles. Anyone who knows and thinks about thinking knows that learning style suits them best. Yes, that is a complicated sentence if you think about it as I'm saying that, but it's something to think about at all time. So if I could give you a final thought on this, this is what it would sound like. It's time to start thinking about your thoughts. If you're an introvert, the chances are that this isn't anything new for you. If you're an introvert and have the natural tendency towards deep thought and reflection on their experiences in the world around them, which might be why they find social interaction so exhausting. But regardless of whether or not it comes naturally to you, metacognition is something worth practicing because it can help you improve your moods, relationships with others, and even mental health. So, hey, stay aware of your awareness and of your meditations. That's something to think about on this Friday. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.